Hi everyone, my name is Leo and I'm in my second year as an undergraduate studying zoo biology. I'm here to tell you a bit about what it takes to become a zookeeper and the kind of training we do. As undergraduates in zoo biology, we are instructed in the husbandry of a diverse array of species. Before starting the course, I was really looking forward to working with birds, since avians have always been my main interest. However, our very first module actually focused on reptiles, which was quite a steep learning curve for me. Soon after that, we began examining the care of aquatic life. You might naturally assume that maintaining the correct water temperature is the hardest part of managing tanks. Instead, it's the water quality that requires the most rigorous and constant monitoring to keep the fish healthy. We don't just deal with large vertebrates either. While lots of people assume we spend all our time with mammals or are terrified of creepy crawlies, our lecturers made sure we spent several weeks focusing intensely on the husbandry of various insects. It's fascinating how complex their environments need to be. People often ask me what the ultimate goal of working in a zoo is. Historically, zoos were built purely for public entertainment. Today, though, that has completely shifted, and our absolute priority is animal conservation. Everything we do revolves around protecting endangered species and breeding programs. The day-to-day routine of a zookeeper involves a tremendous amount of manual labor. I initially thought that cleaning out the enclosures would take up the majority of my morning. Actually, I spend hours on food preparation to ensure each species receives the exact nutrients they need for the day. Another significant element of our training involves interacting with visitors. We aren't just expected to stand around and answer random questions. We frequently have to give a short presentation to groups of visitors, explaining the natural habitats and behaviours of the animals. It really builds your confidence. Behind the scenes, there is also a mountain of paperwork. I had anticipated having to do lots of staff scheduling once I qualified, but it turns out that accurate record keeping is the most crucial administrative task we learn. Tracking an animal's medical history and daily habits is vital for their welfare. We also get to learn outside the classroom. Last month, our class went on an exciting field trip. We had originally planned to visit a large national park to observe native wildlife, but because of some severe storms, we ended up going to a rescue centre instead. It was an incredibly rewarding experience to see how injured wildlife is rehabilitated. To be a successful zookeeper, you obviously need a good level of physical fitness to carry heavy feed bags and equipment. Yet, our lecturers constantly emphasise that patience is the most vital quality you can possess. Animals don't work to a human timetable, so you have to be willing to wait and observe. Looking ahead to next year, we all have a major final assessment. While a lot of my classmates are opting to write a lengthy theoretical dissertation, I've decided to conduct a research project on primate behaviour. I can't wait to get started on it. Thanks for listening.